Come on in.
The vehicle is a standard school bus, minus the seats, and it's painted blue. As Erica Moeller walks through it, explaining her vision, it seems wrong to call it a food truck, even though it will be selling food.
I think a veggie bus is kind of the term that I've heard thrown around more so than food truck. It's a nice, bright, open space where I think we'll be able to just beautifully display all of our Alaskan-grown produce and Alaskan-made products.
Those products are vegetables, of course, but also Kenai Peninsula hair care and soap from Fairbanks.
We have a pet section, so we'll be selling dog treats and antler chews, and we will be selling jams, jelly, honey, eggs. I want to sell meat, cuts of meat, pork and beef and reindeer from farmers. I really want to turn this into a one-stop shop.
As Moeller points out where refrigerators and shelves will be, she says there's not enough connection between people who grow food in Alaska and those who eat it. She's calling the bus the roaming route to remind shoppers of that connection.
My hope for the economy is to make agriculture a more realistic endeavor for more people.
As a food entrepreneur in interior Alaska, Moeller talks about food scarcity, agribusiness, and reducing Alaska's big carbon footprint from shipping food up here.
Economic sustainability is a big conversation that we're having in the state right now. Everything I buy is made in the state, so all of the money that I'm giving to these small businesses isn't leaving the state. The people who are giving me money, it's not leaving the state, so we're closing some loops on our economy.
A friend suggested Fort Wainwright and military families and others on small incomes might be a target market for the roaming route bus.
One of the things I want this bus to do is to really destroy the myth that local food is financially inaccessible to people, especially up here when our food in the stores has to be trucked so far. The customer absorbs that cost of transportation.
Eventually, Moeller says she'd like to grow the mobile farmers market into a much larger distribution company selling local foods.
I've worked in logistics for almost 10 years, so the supply chain management annoying headaches are ones that I'm well versed in. It'll be a challenge, but it is the kind of challenge that I really enjoy.
While the bus is being remodeled, Moeller is heavily marketing her plan and trying to attract investors.
We are trying to raise the remaining startup funds that we need to get on the road by March 6th.
The Roaming Route has a page on the independent fundraising website, Indiegogo.com. Moeller has given herself a January 8th deadline to raise the rest of the money. After that, she's going to refine the list of vendors and start ordering. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.